For more perspective, let's bring in gaming analyst Joe Weinert. He's executive vice president of Spectrum Gaming Group. Thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we just heard Tom describe the pink slips that went out to employees of Trump Plaza. Of course, there are pink slips that went out presumably to two or three other casinos. What do you see in terms of the short term? Is this a trend that will affect other casinos as well in Atlantic City?
Eventually, Atlantic City will get to the right number of casinos, whereas Atlantic City had a dozen casinos and the East Coast market pretty much to itself. There are now 44 other casinos in the Northeast, so people don't have to drive very far to go to a casino, and Atlantic City is paying the price for that right now.
What will be the ultimate price?
Well, I think we're going to end up with somewhere between 6 and 8 casinos when this market is resized. And, of course, it will be the populace that decides, you know, what is the right size for Atlantic City.
As a gaming analysis, weigh in on a consensus that the Atlantic City casino model has basically not changed since its inception in 78, certainly relative to Las Vegas, which has reinvented itself over the intervening decades.
Las Vegas will never be duplicated. It's a one-of-a-kind animal. And, you know, most of the people who go to Las Vegas, their primary trip purpose is not to gamble. It's to go have a good time. Atlantic City has been trying to diversify, and it has done that pretty well. The non-gaming revenue in this town continues to grow, both within the casino properties and outside the casino properties. But to expect the non-gaming revenue to make up for about $2.5 billion of lost gaming revenue is unrealistic.
Revel certainly comes to mind when you mention attempts to diversify, and yet they're meeting the same fate as Trump Plaza.
Yeah, that's a good point. Revel was trying to be something different, and it did the right thing in many respects by trying to attract people that were not coming to Atlantic City or were not coming to Atlantic City enough. It built a property that was designed to attract higher spending patrons who would travel from farther and stay longer. It built a number of very nice amenities for them. Unfortunately, a lot of those amenities don't necessarily work well together. We've talked to a couple prospective buyers who toured the property and said they just would not be able to make it work. Just there's some design issues, facility issues that make it very difficult to run at a profit to make it appealing to the appropriate number of patrons. And there's a lot of potential here. Of course, we've been hearing that for decades. Atlantic City has a lot of potential. But if you were to go down to Atlantic City right now and walk around, say, in the Walk retail outlet, you'd see hundreds and hundreds of people all walking around with multiple big shopping bags. And you'd say, boy, Atlantic City doesn't seem to be in trouble to me. And it's really not Atlantic City per se. It's really a resizing of the gambling business in Atlantic City.
Given all the factors and variables you've cited, is there much chance that there could be a turnaround in the next 2 to 5 years, say?
Well, I think Atlantic City has to stabilize first. We just saw the gross gaming revenue numbers come out today. And in total, the industry was down 1.8% year over year.
That's pretty good compared to year past year over year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And if we can see that trend holding to where it's flattening out, and then when you get to the right number of casinos, those casinos will necessarily be stronger. And therefore, they will be able to offer better experiences to their patrons. And then I think you could expect modest growth after that time. I have a feeling in the next year or two, you will see that stabilization take place.
Joe Weinert, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Gaming analyst Joe Weinert, he's executive vice president of Spectrum Gaming Group.